from Blackpool. This is Ernest Broadbent at the organ of the Empress Ballroom playing melodies old and new. And for those who remember the 30s, I'm starting with the March of the Grenadiers from the film The Love Parade. To follow, I thought perhaps you might like some tunes by Jerome Kern. So here we go.
Thank you.
I'm sure you recognize Dancing Time, The Folks Who Live on the Hill, I've Told Every Little Star, Who, and They Didn't Believe Me in that Jerome Kern medley. And now from the evergreens of yesterday to the present day, from the new musical, Fiddler on the Roof, that delightful number, If I Were a Rich Man.
Thank you.
Are you for melody or accent on rhythm? In this Latin American fantasy, you get both, and it's called Viva Mexico.
Thank you.
Mary Poppins was a happy film, wasn't it? And full of happy tunes like these. I think I like Feed the Birds best, but I hope you like them all. It must be cheerio from me, Ernest Broadbent, with music from the Empress Ballroom, Blackpool. I do hope you've enjoyed it. For me, it's been a pleasure because, you see, I've been playing for you. Thank you.
Ernest Broadbent broadcasting from the Empress Ballroom, Blackpool in 1967. As many of you will know, only 3 years later in 1969, the Wurlitzer was sold to the BBC, who installed it in their Playhouse studios in Manchester. Here's a brief chat between Ernest and Organist Entertains presenter Robin Richmond, discussing not only Ernest's appointment at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool in 1970, but the BBC's acquisition of the Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer.
Well, Ernest, how did you come to be in Blackpool with the Tower Company?
Well, Robin, I was in Brighton 16 years at the Regent Cinema, and I also played the dance hall there. And the time came when I had to leave. They suggested that I might be a trainee manager or something like that. And I thought, well, this is the time to leave. So I went to Blackpool, and I went with Laurie Wright to the North Pier Blackpool.
Playing the organ or the
playing
piano?
Playing the piano.
The piano?
Yes. And then I went on tour with a tenor called Joseph Locke.
We've all heard of dear old Joe.
You all know old Joe.
A Blackpool resident, I believe.
He was, yes. And I did a very extensive concert tour with Joseph. And from there, well, the theatre started getting, you know, with the television, they started going down
sure,
to Swanee.
I know. Mm-hmm.
So I was chatting to some official of the Tower Company, and they said, well, why not join the Tower Company? Mm-hmm. Play for us. And from there, then I used to deputise on the Wurlitzer, and both at the Empress and the Tower and the Opera House. And
which of those three organs, may I ask, is your favourite, Ernest?
Well, I did like the Empress very much. But
how do you think, incidentally, it's going to sound now? You know the BBC have bought it. How do you think it's going to sound in our new studios in Manchester, the Playhouse Studios?
Well, Robin, I do hope it sounds as good, but I doubt it because the acoustics were so good in the Empress Ballroom. It was such a terrific ballroom that the acoustics were really good.
Ernest, to what do you attribute the unique Blackpool Tower Wurlitzer sound?
I think the acoustics of the ballroom and the use of the quint and the tierce and also the grand piano.
And do you intend to keep the settings, or are you going to change them?
I don't think I shall change them much. I shall keep the general sound of the Tower Ballroom.
You think you'll be able to keep the Wurlitzer flag flying?
I'm sure, Robin.
Well, so am I.
I'm sure.
Well, Ernest, you seem to be a very busy boy at that Tower Wurlitzer there.
I am, Robin. Every evening I'm playing from 8:15 till about 9:00. That is until Whitsuntide, of course, and then we really start the summer season. That means 3 concerts on a Sunday, morning, afternoon, evening, dancing in the daytime, morning, afternoon, again in the evening, 1 day off per week, and that is it.
Well, it took less than a year for the organ to be transported and installed at the Playhouse, and in 1970, the opening concert took place, featuring Reginald Porter Brown, Robin Richmond, Reginald Dixon, and indeed Ernest Broadbent. So I thought it would be good to end this week's show with Ernest's segment from that opening concert, and I'm sure that you'll know all of the tunes.